What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Eric Duff, Weber State Wildcats in the background, the home of Damian Lillard, great player for the Trailblazers. What's up, Coach? How you doing, man? Good talk to you, man.
Yeah, hey, it's good. Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're doing good here. We just had Damian back on campus last weekend, as a matter of fact. We have our alumni event every other year that he sponsors and hosts, and so it was good to see him. A lot of our former players were back, and we had a good weekend.
Coach, how cool is it to have a guy like him who still comes back to campus and gives back and be able to be around him and see him, knowing who he was as a player there growing up and seeing him with you guys around, man. So I was seeing his growth and development over the years, man, seeing how kind of person he is and he still gives back to you guys, still is all about Weber State.
Yeah, you know, he's a very loyal guy. He's the same guy today as he was back then when he was trying to make it, and he's just very appreciative of those people that have helped him along the way and whatever small part we were able to do to help him and reach his goals. But he's you know, he's just a guy that has a tight circle of friends. He's always been like that. Weber State's in that circle, and he loves the people here. They love him. It's just been a great relationship.
It was cool to talk to him when he played the Hawks here. I told him I had you on the show. He was happy to see that. He was just so laid back, a star player. Just talking to him, sitting on the bench during pregame, just talking to him. He was like, he didn't care. He was cool to talk to me about you, what you all are doing there. And it was just so cool to talk to him just off the record on the bench doing warm-ups, just chatting about you and what you're doing out there, man.
Well, yeah, he's, you know, I think, you know, Damian has a lot of passion for Weber State. He watches most of our games. He has feedback from for us. And he spoke to our team when he was back here. And, you know, he's just a guy that's very approachable. You know, sometimes you forget he's one of the world's best basketball players. He's an international superstar. And yet he's just so approachable, so personal. And so he's, you know, he's one of a kind, really.
And watching him, Coach, he signed every kid's autograph. Yeah. You know, the security was like letting him do it. And you know, it's a road arena, but he's giving all the kids doing stuff with the kids. So I'm like, not too many stars do that.
No, he's very humble. He just knows, you know, where he's been from, and he's, you know, the day we had our event here, we opened the doors at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for people to start, for him to start signing autographs. And they were lined up at 10:30 in the morning, you know, waiting for the doors to open at 4. And so, you know, he's just accommodating. He tries to get to everybody, and So, you know, he's a great representation of Weber State. And, you know, on the whole, I mean, he's great for the NBA too. You know, there's some superstars out there that aren't quite like him, and he's willing to give back, and that's just a big part of who he is.
100% coaching. Now for you, coach, I'm asking you this, man, going from year one to year two, like for you, what's been your biggest difference in your program, in your opinion, seeing it from we talked last year this time to now?
Well, you know, we've always had continuity here. I was the assistant for 16 years and then got the job last year, but we did have to start over. We had to sign 7 players last spring. And so we had a bunch of new faces in here. And I think the biggest difference now is just the continuity. We've got all 5 starters back. We were able to keep Dylan Jones here. And he was invited to the NBA draft combine and played very well. And, you know, his projection was late second round to, you know, to possibly undrafted, but he's a guy that could have gotten into that second round and decided to come back and for his 4th year and wants to do some special things, wants to improve his game, but wants to win championships. And so I think the biggest thing right now is just the continuity that we have in our program.
Having continuity, Coach Duff, is so important because, like, now this summer you can focus on individual getting better, more so having to install things in that hour you get, the 4 hours you get it a week. So I feel like it's going to help you all with having to get the guys develop their games even better so that because guys know what to expect every day. They know what you wear to work out, you know how we work out, you know how we eat, you know how we prepare. So I feel like that's going to help you immensely as you get down through this summer session to the fall and get ready for November.
Well, it's interesting you say those things because yesterday we had our first team meeting of the summer. We've got a few new guys here, and we've got a couple international guys with their national teams that won't be here till the fall. But those were our words exactly. You know, we can now focus on really our bodies, our fitness, our skill development, our shooting, and we'll put team concepts in. But we've kind of got a lot of that stuff in already. And so we're focusing on the aspect, trying to get these guys better individually. So it's interesting you said that, because that's exactly what our meeting was about yesterday.
Hey, man, I'm a coach's son.
I can see that.
I'm a coach's son, so I've heard of these things before.
I like it.
Yes, indeed. And Coach Meskis, man, like, you know, for your guys, man, talk about having a great strength coach is so important to your team's club, because a lot like July, you're on the road, yourself on the road. So the strength guy's kind of that point of contact. And he has to take care of some things, and his sons don't get you your coach's desk. He kind of can be the mentor, the father figure, the counselor. So talk about how important that role is on a team and our staff.
Yeah, it's extremely important. And, you know, at our level, a lot of times we have our own strength coach, and that's very unusual at our level and in our conference. And he travels with us everywhere. He's with us all the time. And it's just that time that he can put in to each and every guy. Cause, you know, we individualize it. We got guys that are fresh coming in as freshmen. They need different things than guys have been here for 4 or 5 years. So, it's extremely important. We're fortunate our administration stepped up and we're able to get, a guy that's just exclusively with us.
100%. And also, Coach, I must ask you this, man, getting 12 wins in the tough Big Sky last year. I know you want to go to the big dance, but that's still great to get 12 wins in a tough conference like the Big Sky, where every night it's a dogfight, man.
Well, we had so many new faces last year. You know, we were not very good to start the season. We were 2-7 to start the season. We were really struggling. We were playing really, really poorly. And we just kind of found it. We made some personnel changes. We have a veteran group that we just kind of went with. And we played through Dylan Jones a lot, and our best player, and kind of found a way to play defensively. We were those first 9 games, I think we were 350th in KenPom in defensive efficiency, and then when the season ended, we were 102nd. So we really improved in those areas, and young group, and so we found a way, and we won some close games, but you're right. I mean, winning 12 games in conference is hard, no matter what conference you're in, and so it was a testament to our players, our staff. We just kind of found a way that we could play and be successful with.
How enjoyable is for you as a coach to kind of find those right chess pieces to play? I know you're struggling, but to be able to kind of with your staff figure out the right mixture, the right meshing. That's what I loved about watching the finals. Coach Duff was seeing how Michael Malone and Eric Spoelstra tried to find those chess pieces the right way, and those counter moves off of moves and find the right combinations. How fun is that for you as a coach, man, to be able to figure those things out and find the right mix for your team to make it successful in those moments?
Yeah, you know, I think it's not always the most talented player. You know, talent's a big part of this game. Obviously, you have to have good players, but you're not a collection of talent. You're trying to build a team, and that's what you know we tried to do here. And to be honest, we had to sit down some guys that maybe were athletically a little bit more talented to play the guys who played the right way, took care of the ball, who made the right plays offensively, but that's like you said, that's a fun part of it. And watching this NBA, the playoffs, and you get a real sense of that and the chess match that's going on within the series. And it's good for coaching staffs to watch those, see the adjustments those teams are making, and know that when your season starts, you're going to be able to do the same thing the second time you play teams. And so that's just, it's a big part of it. You just got to always be tinkering, always be thinking of the team as a whole, try to get out of your biases and play the guys who play the right way.
And I will venture to say this, Coach Duff, that I think that Tyler Hero not playing made Miami more complete. Like you said, he's a talented guy, but having one less guy who cannot defend, and only have one guy out there who can't defend, made him kind of more better and more efficient, even though he's talented as all get out. But his absence made him more whole, in my opinion, more complete and more dangerous.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. I think you saw that. And you know, you get these, sometimes it's just finding the pieces that mesh together the best rather than the most talented guys. And you have to hand it to Miami's staff. I mean, and Denver's staff too. I mean, they have the best player, obviously, in Jokic, but they did a tremendous job of surrounding him with pieces that are complementary. And I think you're seeing, even in the NBA now, I think you're seeing that continuity is extremely important. Depth is important. I think that maybe the way of the big three, so-called big three players, and where you don't have much depth, you're not able to have much continuity. That seems to be maybe not the way to go. And it's these teams that are finding ways to keep their guys, their main core together, or the teams that are having success. And, you know, we see that at our level too. And with the transfer portal, and we do like the fact that we have some continuity coming back, and we're going to try to keep building upon that.
100%, Coach, and you believe it or not, Coach, the Atlanta Hawks, we beat Miami in the play-in game, and they were literally 3 minutes from going home to Chicago, that late run, and then also we beat Denver twice last year without Trae Young both games. Somehow we beat them twice without Trae Young.
It's a fine line between winning and losing, and as the Hawks fans see that, you know, obviously with almost eliminating Miami before the thing gets started, and then seeing Miami playing all the way to the championship is interesting. But again, I just think these programs, these teams that are well managed, that find the right pieces, that have that continuity, those are the teams that are going to have lasting success.
And Coach Duff, for you, man, how much do you incorporate NBA stuff into what you do to teach your guys? I know guys want to play the NBA, of course. So how much do you kind of incorporate it into what you all do offensively? For sure, defensively, we have the lane rules. We really can't really load up the way you all did in college.
Right.
So how about those kinds of offense you really try to teach to your guys?
Well, you know, we do try to take some of those concepts for sure. I think that you have to be careful just because of the defensive rules in the NBA. You can get, a little bit skewed because there's a little bit more space out there. Like you said, they're not able to load up quite as much. And But you know, the open concepts, the five out concepts are really prevalent in the college game too, that you see the NBA running, and we play that way for sure. You know, with Dylan Jones is a very unique player. Is, you know, he's a four man that's really like a point guard, and he's big and he's long and he's strong. He can really pass, and so we're constantly, you know, trying to find new ways to get him in situations that are difficult for the defense, and we put some NBA concepts in for him, especially later in the season. We thought were effective for us.
100%. Well, Coach Duff, thank you for your time as always, man. I love to enjoy our chats, man. Do us again real soon, and hope you get 20 wins this year and beyond, man. Hope you keep on doing great things.
Thanks for having me. Hey, when you get out here to watch or to play the Jazz, hit me up. See if we can't get together.
I sure will, Coach. I got you, man.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
Anytime. See you, buddy.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.